You know, Angel, how do you feel? Like, how do you feel as an artist?
Shit, right? Now, so I definitely believe that no one is doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I might not get the flowers, but it's all right. I feel like I'm getting the flowers that I deserve to have. And when...
Is the door? Hey. Eba. Hey, je savais même pas. Eba. Hey.
Sont des casseurs.
Ah ouais. On coule, série.
R.I.P. Jacob Desvarieux.
Ah ouais, the Oscar effect is here.
Old school.
Je suis comblé. Et jouer, tu sais, je veux t'aimer.
Amina.
Je te yamo, Amina.
Là, yamo la mina.
Yes.
What it do, people? Welcome to the
SSLB podcast.
Back like we never left.
You know the vibes.
The drive. You know the deal. You know the drill.
Yeah.
Of Yin Fire today in English.
Yes.
Second episode, zweite Folge jetzt auf jeden Fall.
And we have
our special guest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Please introduce yourself, bro.
Yes. The Oscar effect here.
Yes.
Genau. From Cameroon, born and raised. 237 in the building. Genau, but I've been living in Berlin for, in Germany in general for a while right now, and in Berlin for like the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Genau, yeah.
Welcome.
Thanks.
It's a pleasure, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
I'm the mayor.
Good now.
Yeah. That's nice. So, yeah, man. So, how you feel, first of all, you know?
How you doing?
Let's be polite, you know? How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Seriously. Yeah, life is good. I'm grateful for everything and just positive vibes. Thanks for having me.
You're super welcome, bro. I mean, you're from Cameroon, so we are supposed to have, you know,
solidarity.
This, Cameroonian platform, you know. Just playing. But this is Pan-African platform, you know.
Yeah.
Like, we all have this American slangs and blah, 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 and try to be cool and blah, blah, blah. But at the core, we are still full Cameroonian.
100%.
Full Africans. And we rep our city, we rep our country, we rep our map, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, you are super welcome and I'm super excited for this one.
Thanks. I'm excited as well. I'm
always excited when we have to do it in English.
Yeah, it's a challenge too, you know?
It's a challenge.
Yeah. I put you guys on the spot right now because actually I can express myself in German, but it's not my mother tongue. So I was like, you know, no, I can't do that. I don't want to fuck up the D, the das. So I'm like, no, we're going to do it in English.
German is also not my language. So okay. I fuck it up all the time.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Like, you better ask like a Turkish grandpa. Like, he be fucking German
all
the time. So yeah. Right. I don't care.
Yeah, safe with English, definitely.
Safe, man. Yeah, man, let's get to know you, you know what I'm saying? You know, let's start at the beginning, you know? Let's, like, take us back, you know, young Oscar, you know? where does it start, where does it come from, and when was, like, the first time that you came in touch, you know, with your passion, which is music?
My story is kind of unorthodox, you know, because... you know, when you always ask people who are like, you know, passionate about music, the general story is like, yeah, I've been singing since I was five or stuff like that. No, that's not me. I was playing football when I was five.
Yeah, Cameroon.
You come from Cameroon and you're a boy, you're just like, I mean, somewhere little, you know, it's all right. When I was a kid growing up in Cameroon, grew up in Yaoundé, football was my thing. You know, I mean, the connection I had with music was more like dancing. You know, I was that kid who was always like dancing in all parties. If you go to a party, just look at the kid.
I used to make money just like that.
Get
like every like you call it Noel.
Yeah, Christmas.
Every Christmas,
birthday parties. You know, like I would just go with like an empty bag and just fill it with candies because people would just like, I know in Cameroon when you dance and you're good, people give you money. Every birthday party was like, was a hustle.
It was business.
Right? Exactly. So that was it. And then I grew up, that was my like my own like link to music was more through dancing.
Yeah.
And I actually discovered that music was my passion at 26 years old.
That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy, right? Okay. So it was like you I didn't even know how long
is it?
It's like three and a half years that I actually knew that music was my passion. And that was due to my brother and my best friend's influence. Because my brother, he's been like singing and rapping since he was a kid. Like, you know, music is a thing.
He same sounds my, like it.
Yeah, very, very really confident.
Very, very confident and very American with his slang.
Yeah. I would say UK because he lived like 5 years in the UK.
Yeah.
Oh, and okay. And my best friend as well was doing music. So I was always like the hype man. Let's go, right? Yeah. But whenever we do like freestyle and they were like, okay, it's your turn. And I just froze. Like I couldn't do anything. But then I don't know. At some point in time, I just started creating my own melody. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And I started by creating hooks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I can identify sounds, I can identify melodies, I can create a hook.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2017, I went to visit my brother in Liverpool because he lived there.
Yeah.
And I recorded my very first song ever, Mania, with him.
Crazy.
As well on the track. And that was it. A lot of people thought like, oh, he's just, you know, he's just kidding around, but it didn't stop from there. That was like the trigger for me. And I found out that I was good at this, but I didn't even know.
Yeah. It's often like that. But it's like, but when you find a passion, you know, you don't just take to like, I like it. You have to put in work. So, yeah.
It was shocking. It was really shocking because, like I said, I just started doing melodies and started identifying my own sound.
Yeah.
And I carved my own path separate from my brothers and my best friend. I just had a different sound.
Yeah.
And I realized that just something
I can tell. Your sound is very, very unique.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Appreciate it.
Like maybe because of the 3 years that you have to learn very quick, maybe because of that, but your sound sounds very special. Like you have this African, this Cameroonian pure
Bazapa,
like I still have it in my head like all the time. I'm working and just like
yeah, it's living rent free in your head. Yeah, it should be there.
Like you have real estate in my head.
Yeah.
I also feel like it's a really genuine genuine approach that you have, not approach, but like how you got in contact with your passion. I feel like it's really genuine, you know.
Yeah.
Especially because it came that late.
Yeah.
Because you know, like you said, like we listened to your music before, and it's really unique. And I feel like maybe it's because you know you just did it like for 2 years or something.
Yeah. It
came like really genuine, and so it's like just you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's,
because
it's
like
really
in the
unique
time we live right now, like T-Pain said this best. Do something else.
I saw the rant.
Oh, my boy was angry. Right?
He was so pissed, man.
He was like, so pissed.
He put the auto-tune back to the side. Like, do something. Bro, it was mad. It was super mad.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Right? Like, yeah, like he just says, genuinely. So you can really feel like this dude loves what he's doing. But at the same time, he's still learning.
100%.
By doing. And at the same time, he's discovering him, his character, his demeanor, and this, all this stuff. And you're like step by step, kind of like a puzzle.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you summarized it perfectly. Like every song I make, I feel like I'm peeling off one layer at a time.
Yeah.
You know, and discovering new types of sounds and new side of myself as well, and equally discovering my voice.
Yeah.
And the quality. I think at the beginning as well, when I started, exactly what I was telling you earlier, before the mics were turned off. And it's like, yeah, I think, you know, everyone can sing, you know, but I told you that because at the beginning you have this like, okay, can I actually do sing. This? And I was lucky because I had people who actually saw something that I didn't even see. They're like, yeah, you're really good. Your voice is so unique. I'm like, and then the more songs I put out there, and then the more like I keep peeling the onion and peeling the slide, and I'm like, okay, this is really good. I'm more confident in my voice. I'm more confident. I try more things. So it's I'm good, but I know like pas à pas is really pas à pas, baby steps. So yeah, it's been an amazing journey, and I'm excited for what the future holds.
Yeah, it's very interesting because we were listening to your music and. Like I told you, the first time that I listened to your music was Pas à Pas, so I have like a completely different, I don't know how to tell it. Like for me, your music was complete. I was
expecting something else, right? That,
you know. So I listened to it and I was like, wow, crazy! You have like so many, how you call it, facet.
Yeah, it's like really versatile.
Yeah, very versatile. Yeah. So yeah, I think. Like for me, it was super versatile. How would you define your music?
Yeah. I always say this. I don't make music. I create vibes.
Yeah.
That's cool. How I see myself. It's more like because I'm a person who loves vibes, and I feel like I feel a lot as well.
Yeah.
And that's what I create. So when you listen to my music, you feel some kind of way, and that's what I do. So it's. I wouldn't say that I make music. I would just say I just create vibes.
So, different vibes. Is this the Oscar effect?
That's the Oscar effect. That's exactly where the name comes from. There you go. Hey, he's smart.
He's really good at it, right? He's really good at it. Yeah. All the time we have interviews with people like at the end, like, very smart. It's really good in it.
Yeah,
but it's the same thing with us. Like we are learning this podcast by doing, you know, pas à pas, baby steps, like you said. And every podcast, we feel more ourselves. Like if you have been listening to the last podcast that we do in German, it's more us. If you know us, you really know this. Them dudes.
Yeah.
But the first one you would know, like, they don't feel comfortable like they usually are.
Right.
So yeah, like, hey people, you have to, if you want to do something, just go out there and start it. Just do it. Just go for it.
Get in the cold water. Yeah. You know?
Just
wet.
Put the 10,000 hours, you know. You have to work hard.
You know, especially if you feel it, you know. Yeah. I feel like and maybe we'll talk about this later, but I feel like if you have the luxury and the blessing to find your passion, you owe it to yourself to go for it. Pursue it and see how far you can go, right? Yeah. Like it's rare. So once you have that, just
like many people live life without having a purpose, without having dreams, without having like passions. If you find yours, you should go for it.
Always
you should go for it because you are blessed.
And I would say maybe passion is even way more important than dreams.
Yeah.
Because and I say that because, you know, there's always a saying that goes, follow your dreams, don't give up on your dreams.
Yeah.
But your dreams are limited. The dreams are based on the, you know, on the based on the environment you grew up in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for instance,
it's what you can see at the moment.
I'm so happy my dreams didn't come true.
When you actually take the step, then you see what's actually.
You know, because if I go back and see like 10-year-old Oscar and the things he was dreaming, I didn't dream I was gonna be here. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
the dreams are a little bit limited, but it's more like,
especially coming from Africa.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sometimes your dream is just having a car.
Yeah, you have a ceiling that you just make for yourself just like that.
Yeah.
So it's more
based on other rich people you see in your environment.
Based on what your mind tells you can achieve. So it's more like have a passion, work hard, and then hope for the best.
Yeah.
But you can't, because you don't know what you're dreaming. Yeah. Like you have no idea.
Yeah.
So if God actually listens to that and it's like you can be thinking, okay, I want to have 10,000 followers for your podcast, and God is like, no, dude, I want to give you 20 million followers, right? So you just have to just work hard and believe and hope for the best.
Yeah, if you have to go for your passion, you know, that's exactly what you said. Like having a passion is bigger than having a dream, because your passion can take you farther than you could ever imagine.
100%.
It's what make you work even when you're tired.
Yeah.
Like when you don't feel like it, that's the passion that's gonna say, okay, let's do it. So, I wanna know more of your backstory. You know, like say you come from Cameroon. So how was it growing up? You know, and how did you came to Europe? You know, what stations? Because obviously, you know, I know him, for example. I know it's a long way. I know other people there got a really interesting story to it. So tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, as mentioned, I grew up in Yaoundé in a middle income home, you know. I didn't have a lot of material wealth, but we were rich in the sense that I grew up with both parents at home. Mm. I grew up with siblings, just our riches like money can buy, you know. So I was very, very blessed.
Yeah.
And my path to come to Germany was through education. So I studied. Completed my high school in Cameroon.
Like most of Cameroonian coming to Germany.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. You know, my parents were very strict. They're like, okay, your passion, football, whatever, put that to the side, my man, and go get some degrees. So that's what I did. Completed my high school with 17, completed my bachelor with 20, and then came to Germany for postgraduate.
Crazy, that's super, very, very Cameroonian, what did you just say? Yeah. Everything, like family is very important to
100%.
Us. 100%. Tradition is very important to us, and school.
I had the
conversation today with with somebody. I was like, in Cameroon, you can be rich, you can do what the fuck you want to. If you didn't go to school,
you're nobody.
Will ever give you respect. In Cameroon, you have to go to school.
Yeah,
like it's the basic.
But it's the environment, you know, like things are so different from here that the only way to have a chance of perhaps succeeding is through education. And even when you do that, you might probably not succeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But still it gives you like a chance. Mm-hmm. So that's why like when you come up with any kind of passion or whatever, the parents shut it down immediately because they don't see anyone successful through doing these things. Yeah, so they're like, no, you have to go to school, you have to get a degree, and we're gonna figure shit out from there on. But don't mess around.
How do you feel about do you feel like we can blame our parents for being like this? Or?
No. I feel like the older I get, the more,
understanding.
Just understanding and grateful as hell. Mm. Because I'm a man right now. I'm like, how did they do what they did under the circumstances they found themselves in? It's mission impossible.
Yeah.
I truly believe that my parents did the impossible.
Yeah.
I swear to God. So
our parents are we children, we don't respect our parents enough.
Mm. Yeah.
We think we know too much. We know everything. Like some things that my mama told me not to do, I was smart enough because I overcame so many stuff in my life by myself that I was small enough not to listen.
Yeah.
I did them shit and I'm stealing the shit.
All right. She was actually right.
you know, like I was like, I got this. But there was so many pain came with it, many dumb decisions came with it because I thought I was too smart. Our parents, they did crazy things for us.
We
should be thankful at any time, like all the time. We should be thankful for that because they had to have less so we can have more.
Yeah, they had to sacrifice the present for the future. They did that, and that's why, like I said, one of my philosophies in life is just like really, really gratitude. Like, of course, I want more, and if God gives me more, I take it. But for what I have, it's like I'm really grateful because talking about dreams, I didn't dream I was going to be here or to achieve what I'm achieving right now. So kudos to my parents.
Yeah, shout out to the parents, man.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah, this would be beautiful if you said it. Yeah, man.
But where are you from Cameroon?
That's a very interesting question. I mean, you know Cameroon, right? Yeah, English, yeah, French. It's,
yeah, yeah.
So I'm
because Cameroon, like, if people don't know, we have most languages in the world. Like,
yeah,
guess,
we have over so many 200 native languages, we actually speak two languages, official languages, English and French. French is the dominant language, and English is like, you know, the second language. Yeah. They're supposed to be the same, but yeah. I'm actually from Boyer, the English side of Cameroon, but I'm from Yaoundé in the sense of that is my hometown.
Same.
You know, like, so.
Cameroon, same, yeah, but I mean, Yaoundé, same, but I'm not from there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting, but, because I was asking the question because me as a Cameroonian, I didn't understand why there are so many Cameroonians who don't speak English.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, it's like, I don't understand it. Yeah. I really don't understand it. For me, it's like you don't respect the English side.
Yeah, yeah, but that's like the after effect of, you know, of colonization. You know,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The French speaking part of Cameroon is the largest part, 80% of the population, and the English speaking part 20%.
Yeah.
I was lucky and blessed that my parents were from the English speaking part, moved to Yaoundé in the pursuit of a better life, and that's where they found they had their family.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up in Yaoundé, but as an English speaking person, so I grew up learning English and French simultaneously. So. That's why I could speak English the way I do, and je peux parler le français aussi.
Ah, parfait.
So,
it's very, very good because, like, people in Africa don't understand sometimes, like, speaking another language is a blessing.
Yeah.
It can bring you very, very far.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I have somebody that I know, like, is supposed to learn English and you have to start from the beginning. I'm like...
Yeah. And you're from Cameroon.
Like,
yeah.
For real?
Yeah, yeah.
In Cameroon, you have to start from the beginning?
Yeah.
That's shameful. That's very shameful.
That's it. And that's why you don't let your situation or circumstances define you, because growing up as an English-speaking person in Yaoundé, you know, right? It's challenging, but
it's very,
like,
very
okay,
challenging.
You see the advantage in it, and you're like, okay, then I can actually learn these languages, and it's going to help me. And today,
yeah.
Whenever I need French, I use French and English auf jeden Fall, Standpunkt.
Yeah,
and
it's a blessing, very, very much.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, man, let's take you back to your first time when you was in that booth, man. Like, you know.
Nightmares.
Yeah, like how was it? You know, I want to know, like, how was that for you? Like, how did it feel, you know? Because obviously the first time, you don't really know.
No.
What you're doing, you know, you just go by feeling, which is not a bad thing, you know, but like, how did you feel and how was your how you say it, like your transition to today?
That's an excellent question, a scary one as well. I'll never forget that. So I told you my first song was called Mania, and I'd identified a beat, I'd written the hook, you know, and then I told my brother, hey, could you hop on it? And it's like, yeah, I'll give you a verse. So I went to Liverpool to meet him, and he took me to the studio. It's my first time ever in the studio, right? And the producer was like super good. Like, he's worked with so many artists and the entire setup. So I was intimidated as fuck.
I was serious.
So scared. Like, and to make things worse, like, you know, he drops the beat. And my brother asked me, do you want to go first? And I made the mistake to be like, no, you go first. My brother is a killer.
Yeah.
Like, he go into the booth, it's one take. He
burned
went and
mic.
Bop! He just destroyed the mic. And it came out. And the engineer is like, yeah, you go. I'm like, what? where is the bathroom? Where is the bathroom? It's like, hey, like, really? I'm so happy I had my brother there. Because basically, he gave me a pep talk. You know, I went in there and I couldn't sing. I was like, and I was like, no, use your bass. You know, you have a beautiful voice, have your bass. I'm like, yeah. I was terrified. I was really terrified. And I had to do like 2, 3, 4 takes. And at a certain time, he took me out of the booth and told me, hey, you know what? It's good. You can do this. You know, I know you can do this. Just go to the booth, you know, use your bass. And he always told me, your strength is your deep voice. You have a deep voice. Just use that. and finally, you know, I went there and then I delivered the hook. But yeah, that was a traumatizing experience. It gave me PTSD, man.
And then you went to sleep and you woke up in the morning like, oh shit, this is my passion.
No, but I feel after the moment it was important because it's like, you know, you need to do what scares you.
Yeah.
You need to fail and fail fast. Mm-hmm. So I had to go there and I didn't fail, but I had to challenge myself and put myself in an uncomfortable situation because
it's
I
was the only like, way you will grow.
This engineer knows what good music sounds like. What if I sound like shit?
Yeah.
And leaving that the studio with the record and it actually sounded so great, that was the beginning of like, okay, the confidence now started coming. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I can actually start doing this. And It was a good start.
Yeah, that's very interesting
story.
That's
a cool story.
I think everybody like who went for in the boat the first time can relate.
Oh god, but yours
is actually complicated.
Yeah, man.
Because it was like professional.
Yeah, it was like pro, like really professional guys. It was
yeah. Oof. But I like how like the role that your brother played. Yeah. Like so. What would you say, like, how important for you is the role that he played and probably is still playing, you know, like, as far as, like, he got your back and maybe you got one or two people more aussi, also in your life, you know, like, how would you define the importance of that?
Yeah, very, very important because, like I said, without him, I wouldn't have done my first record, you know, so he gave me that opportunity, that platform. And he was equally very instrumental because I think my first two or three songs, he always hopped on the verse. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they had me begleiting, you know, he accompanied me through it. And we went to the booth together. And so he helped me transition to the point where I could do my first track on my own.
Yeah.
And he always, like, watched me grow from a distance. And now I'm completely detached from him.
Yeah.
But still, when he sees what I do, he's really shocked because he doesn't understand how I'm able to do what I'm doing and to just create my own vibe. He's really, really shocked. So you have him and then you have my best friend as well. He was equally very instrumental because we freestyled a lot. That's and dope. That helped me as well. Just get used to speaking.
You guys should go and listen to his music, man. It's very special.
Yep, the Oscar effect.
Yeah. So, especially if you come from Africa, you have like this reminiscent vibes.
Yeah, definitely.
So now you're doing music and you're working too?
Genau.
Full time?
Yeah.
How do you balance that?
Yeah, you just balance it.
I just do it like Nike. Hey,
try. Just do it.
I told him exactly the same because we were talking about that. Like, it was like, how do you do it? I was like, I just do it.
You know, when you go like to the village back home and then you see like this mom carrying a bucket of water in her head and moving with, you know, and you're like, how do you balance that bucket? She's just like, I just balance it. No, but jokes aside, yeah, I told you I came here for study. So I studied, had my master's and I'm working full time and I love my job. But like I told you, I discovered this passion in me and I just couldn't let go. Mm-hmm. And so I'm working full time and I'm creating music on the side. Now I equally have my own brand. 9 to 5 is no excuse.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Damn, so, that's dope, man. Nice. So this is you.
Yeah, this is me. This
yeah,
me.
Man, you check that out. Man, for sure.
Genau, 9 to 5 is no
excuse.
We'll
put a link in
there. And my brand is based on my mindset and my lifestyle that having a full-time job, it's not an excuse, you know, to not pursue your passions or have a side hustle or to have a hobby on the side.
Yeah,
and
I think it's so perfect that you are speaking about that because this platform is also to push people to do better.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, like we all like to have fun and stuff, but we want you to have like a mental, to be mentally strong and have money in your pocket.
Yeah,
man.
Super important.
How to get that?
Go ahead,
please.
Yeah. So that's it. And balancing it, it's not it's not always easy, but just like what Joel said, when it's your passion and it's something that you enjoy, it doesn't feel like work, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like I work out on 9 hours, whatever, come home and then still like go on my laptop and make a beat or just, you know, do some music and push my brand. And I feel like it gives me a great value, because there are things that I learn by doing that that I can use in my job as well.
Yes.
And likewise.
Yes.
And
yes.
So yeah, I just balance it, and I'm loving it so far.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
I think there are greater things to come, because I like the, your mentality and the your hard work you put in. And if when you put in hard work combined with passion, it's gonna be great.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. And then yeah, it starts with the individual,
yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah.
Canal. So, you know, when I listened to your music earlier, you know, I noticed then like the production is really different, you know.
Yeah.
And you also caught me by surprise. And you said yeah, you like surprises.
Yeah.
But then you got me. You know, nice. and I really liked it, because like as we mentioned earlier, it's like really I want to say, you know, Cameroonian, African, but you also got like really modern productions, I want to say, with yeah. modern rap flows. So
yeah.
like you can do both, you know.
Very versatile.
Yeah,
man. And I like it, because I feel like sometimes, you know, African artists, like not the mainstream ones, but they are just on a lower scale, I want to say.
Yeah.
I feel like they only do one thing, you know, and they don't try, for example, a modern beat, you know, but I really like it that you do it. And like how did you come about it? Like, you know, because
yeah.
it's, I think it's not usual, you
yeah.
know, so yeah, where does that come from?
Yeah, first thanks. You guys are throwing me flowers, man.
Got to, man.
Man, I
appreciate it. Make sure you remember me.
Yeah,
remember me when
yes. When I'm giving my speech in the future. Yeah, no, but seriously, it means a lot, because like I don't really, this is the first time we're really hanging out.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
so
sure.
Yeah, I appreciate the feedback, really. Much appreciated. I don't know. I grew up listening to really different kind of artists, you know, from Kanye West to Petit Pays, but equally artists that are unknown, like Tala André Marie, you know, or people like Da African or Zuby. So artists that are like underground. But the thing that really drives me is melody. Like, I love melody. That's what I do. I want to create melody. And then when I listen to a beat, I just bring a melody. I don't write my lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I just go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
right.
That's
so when great. I listen to a beat, it's not like I have a concept written down.
Yeah.
I mostly just like freestyle it, and then I could start like adjusting here and there. So I bring this melody first, and then I could adapt some, you know, some African, you know, aspects to it, or, you know, in my ad libs, I go a little bit like, you know, hey, hey, hey.
Exactly what I said. Bro, this ad libs, I'm going.
I don't go.
Like,
stuff like that.
Like, Young hey. Dove, woo.
You know, and I feel like it's just me, and I feel like no one else is doing that.
Yeah.
And that's just me. And I'm happy that, you know, because I don't like doing shit that everyone does.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
bad.
I can
so.
Tell.
For sure, man,
tell.
For sure.
It sounds very different.
Yeah, so and you know, obviously we're in Germany, so how do you feel? Like, how is it for you? Like, with your style of music that you're doing, which is your style, really your style, like, how do you feel? Like, you know, in how do you feel? Like, how do you feel as an artist in Germany, you know, because obviously it's German. So as somebody who speaks English or got even like patois from his home country, it's
French,
you know, it's more difficult like to get, you know, the flowers that you deserve. So you know, so how are you doing it?
No, I think it's good. I think I said it in one of my songs, no man better than me. I really feel no one is better than me. Because I'm not in the sense of me comparing myself to anyone else, because I really believe that the correct way to look at things is not comparing yourself to someone else, but comparing to yourself to who you were yesterday.
Yeah.
Right. So when I look at the Oscar effect of last year, I'm like, shit. Right. Now, so I definitely believe that no one is doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I might not get the flowers, but it's all right. I feel like I'm getting the flowers that I deserve to have. And when I have reactions like the one I received from you guys, where you guys previously had no idea who I was, and then you listen to my song and you're like, oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
I really like the way you're talking. So what's your take on mindset, fitness, and motivation?
Yeah, very, very important.
Very, very important.
I'm very big on that, because I feel like that makes or break you.
Yeah.
Right? It's perspective over everything. And then especially nowadays we live in, you know, the social media era. Everyone is trying to compare themselves with another person and keeping up with the Joneses and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's just unhealthy. The first place you should start is with you.
Yeah.
100%. You need to start with yourself.
You said the same thing in our last podcast, so go and check that out. Exactly the same thing. Yeah. Like, keep your mind straight.
You know,
live in the real life. You know?
Yeah. Care about real life.
Shit to do.
So
that's it. If you start with you and make yourself better, I feel like everything else will be better.
Yeah. And you didn't talk about fitness, like working out. How important is it to walk out?
Because this brother, let me tell you.
He got the 8-pack.
You might not see it right now, he got but I saw it. He got it.
He got that 8-pack, bro. I'm working on my 1-pack, bro.
Hey, pack is pack, man. Pack is pack.
That's a slogan. Pack is pack.
Pack is pack. 6-1. Pack is pack. Nah, fitness is really important. I mean, right now, music is taking the upper hand.
Yeah.
But it was fitness and music all the time, right? Yeah. Sometimes fitness, even before music, really got the upper hand. So I'm really big on fitness. When I started the 9to5 Business Excuse brand, it was first with fitness.
Mm-hmm.
I started putting in my fitness videos and workout videos and trying to not motivate people, but like, you know, to inspire people, you know, to work out and to do fitness besides having a full-time job, you know, stuff like that. So I'm big on that, because if your mind is straight and your body is right, I think you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You really sound like a motivational coach.
Nah. I wouldn't say that. I don't consider myself a motivational speaker, because one other thing I need to tell you is I believe that motivation is intrinsic. That means everybody is already motivated. You already are. You don't need nobody to tell you. You need like someone to inspire you. Which are,
you really think like that?
Yeah.
I don't.
Think about it. If you're sitting down on the couch and you don't want to go work out.
Yeah.
Right. Deep down, you know that you should.
Yeah, but you are still not motivated.
Yeah. But because you do not want to. I know it sounds aggressive to say that.
Yeah.
But you do not want to. I don't think me telling you, hey, come, does everything. No, I could inspire you. But I don't think I can motivate you. I think I can inspire you, but I don't think I can motivate you if you don't have it.
Yeah.
So I really believe
you have to have it inside so intrinsic. I can bring it out.
Now, that's all I can do. I can bring it out, but it's already inside. The question is, how deep is it buried inside of you?
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. I believe that we all have the keys to our own
success.
Potential or whatever. Yeah. So I get what you're saying. I think, it's true.
I get what you're saying, but at the same time, like, I think motivation, sometimes you need somebody else to put the motivation in you.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you have it, you have what it takes to be successful, but sometimes you need somebody else to come and light that candle, you know, so you can go.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need it. Like,
Not
everybody is not the same. I mean, some people just have it in them. They can just wake up at 5 a.m. and just go for it. Some people can sleep 4 hours and go for it.
Yeah.
Some people need 12 hours and can still go for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like very different kind of people. But
yeah.
I think at the end of the day, if you have motivation inside or not, you should just find a way to go and work for your dreams.
Yeah.
You owe it to yourself.
Yeah.
You're a coward if you don't work for your dreams.
Yeah. And then, like you said, come and light up the candle, but there is a candle there.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I say I feel, I get what you're saying, but for me, it's more like, you know, the inspiration. Because what I see, you know, with a lot of people who, like, you know, motivational coach or whatever, it's like, you know, do this because I do this and I do this. But people forget to know that people are different. We are different, all individuals. Yeah. What works for me might not work for you. Copy and paste doesn't work.
Exactly. So it's my
you need to adapt it to you.
Yeah.
So that means, like, you first need to figure out where that candle is.
I have problems with people depending on motivational coach.
Yeah.
But sometimes like you build a dependency. I don't know what you call it in English.
Yeah, that's it.
Because every time you are down, I need a coach.
Yeah.
Every time you're down, I need a coach. I'm like, no, you don't. You have to find a way to push yourself.
Yeah, you got it.
You have to push yourself. Like, just find something that pushes you. If you have a passion combined with a dream, you will go for it.
Yeah.
Just find some way, somehow, to just go walk out.
Yeah.
Go do this and this. And know yourself. Know your strength. Know your weakness.
Yeah.
Like, especially with fitness. I know myself. I know that when I'm sitting home, I will not go to the gym. But if I'm outside, there's no way I don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm already outside, even if I'm tired, I've worked like 14 hours, I don't care. I will go to the gym.
Yeah.
So, and if I'm home and want to go to the gym, I have to go early.
Yeah.
Because in the afternoon, I will not go.
Yeah, no, that's...
Because
that's,
my mind will start to play tricks on me.
Yeah, yeah. No, know? But that's everything, right? Know thyself.
Yeah.
Right. You've understood how you work, how you function, and then you adapt it to yourself. And then if you surround yourself as well with people having the same mindset, then it's okay. Like if you're going to the gym and Joel is like, yeah, Oniva, yeah. Like, okay, then that extra person, you know, gives you the you know, the energy to go and do it.
The reason I said, like, I think motivation, we need motivation from somebody else sometimes. It's like we have this group on Instagram where we motivate ourselves to do better in life,
to
do better at sport, do better in everything. And it's very, very working.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because I know everybody in this group and I know how we are. And since we have that group, I can tell things have very much changed a lot for everybody.
Facts.
Like, facts.
No. I get what you're saying. I definitely get what you're saying.
But the candle was there, though.
The candle was there, though. And then now you have, like, people having the same mindset, pushing each other. No, that's healthy. That's definitely healthy.
Yes.
I think I was referring more to, like, you know, people who go and tell people what to do.
No.
You know, I can't tell them what the fuck am I telling you what to do? You know what I'm saying?
You go and find your way.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm just going to tell you, hey, look, you know. So we'll start figuring
like
it out.
Like your brother did with you.
Get out. Like, it's like,
yo, you like, got this.
Dude, you can sing. Can just fucking sing. Like, and it was harsh as well. All right.
You can harsh him. I'm harsh sometimes. Like, not everybody can deal with me. Like, sometimes I'm very harsh. I will tell you the truth.
Hey,
like,
tough love. Tough love.
Yeah, man, you need it sometimes, for sure.
Yeah, true.
So, listen here, man. You feel me? Top five artists. Like,
all
what's
time.
Your top five?
Whoa. Like for me?
Yeah, man.
You. Oscar.
Okay. Like, does it really matter?
Your top five.
My top five. Okay.
Yeah.
PTP.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely. Like, Kanye West.
Okay.
Right? Azizi Gibson. If you don't know him, he's unknown, he's underground, but he's just lit. So,
where's he from?
He's from the States.
Okay, cool.
Now you have of course the Oscar effect. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I should be number one. I don't bear you.
So you have one to go.
I want to go two.
Like Oscar effect is like
four.
You know, like now I'm number four, so let me be humble and put myself in the position.
You need to, for sure.
And the feet. Wow, it's hard. This is a tough one, man.
Yeah. That last spot, man.
Tango, no gra, tango. It's a tough one.
Larry Sotelo,
ou bien Zeke. Zeke.
Hey, if you know, you know.
That's my guy, man.
Tango. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's difficult to put a fit person.
The last spot, man.
The last
one
spot.
One more.
I mean, like, just cheating.
DJ Arafat.
Rest in peace.
Yorobo. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yorobo.
My teenage age. My teenage.
That's a solid top five.
Definitely.
R.I.P. Yorobo. Twami Sense of Void.
Pongoti pongo. There was a time I couldn't work properly because I was just like, doing this. Just pongoing my life out.
This is so African, you know, our way to dance. And people like to make fun about African, but they don't know we have fun.
Yeah,
it's our way to having fun.
It's true.
What's there to make fun about? Nah,
we have these moves, bro.
We feel it. We feel it. We feel it.
We like to be like funny with dance.
I always tell people like, yeah, maybe in Germany and Europe, if you can't dance, it's like that you can't follow a beat.
Yeah.
You know, so the bar is really low.
Yeah.
In Africa, where I come from in Cameroon, not knowing how to dance, it's not knowing the dance move to that particular song.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because every song has its own party dance.
Yes, yes.
If you don't know the party dance, then you don't know how to dance.
Yeah. You know? Growing up, I had this DVD, all this Congo music, DVDs and all that. I used to know every step. I used to know extra musica. I knew musica, every fucking choreography.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you had to.
Kofi Olomide de Loi, I knew every fucking thing. Like, to this day, all Congolese people think I'm from Congo.
Hey, no, very important. Very important. You had to.
Yeah, that's true.
It's in the blood.
That's dope. So tell us, man, what are you working on right now? Like upcoming projects, or like upcoming releases, maybe?
Okay, now. Mm-hmm. We always keep working. Yeah. I actually have a song dropping on Saturday.
That's dope, man.
It's Saturday.
You
can out.
When the podcast come out, the song will already be out.
We'll
put the link on
the out. Sure, so it's called Something Different.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's equally different vibe. Like, I'm going into Kizomba now. You know, we're going to dance this summer.
Yeah,
so,
like I just said,
ladies, hold on. Yeah, still the summer, right?
Yeah, Something Different drops Saturday. Get out. And I'm excited. And then I equally have other songs planned. I have, I'm going after this, I'm going back into like, you know, Afrobeat.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's see what happens. If things work out, I hope to drop a song. Okay, I'm going to say it here. Hopefully I do it. A song every month.
Hey. You heard it here first.
You heard
man.
It first.
Oh, shit.
Exclusive.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, if I have my way, you know, it depends on the engineer and everything. But if I could, I would do it.
Yeah.
You know, I actually like it when artists do stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know? Just consistency.
Yes, just you know? Put it on yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I think last year I dropped 5 songs.
Yeah.
And this year, if I can drop 10, that'll be dope. Then I'll double that up. But so far, we have, Amina, Nayu, Pazapa. So now we have like 3-4. So let's see.
Mm. That's dope.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, man, so, you know, that's a question that I like to ask everybody who comes here.
Oh, boy, don't put me on the spot, man.
Nah,
seriously.
But I would never do you like this.
All right.
So, you ex... No.
No, what do you think about your ex?
I'm playing. No, man.
Oh,
like,
boy.
You know, 5 years from now, where do you see yourself?
Wow. You're a visionary, man. I don't know. I think that's a hard question for me to answer because... 5 years ago, I didn't know I was going to be here.
Yeah.
And that's the thing I told you about dreams.
Yeah.
I hope to keep making music. I hope my music gets heard by a lot of people. That's definitely a wish that I'm putting out there. I want people to feel the way I feel when I listen to my music. I leave the rest to God. I hope to be healthy and for my family to be prosperous. And
that's the most important part.
You know, health. I just, leave the rest to God and hope for the best.
Blessings, bro.
Blessings, man.
Yeah, so one word for the African community, for the black community, what could you tell them how to be, like, obviously you are successful in Germany.
Success is relative,
less,
but yeah, let's say that.
You are successful in Germany. How can they be come when they come here? I'm talking like fresh off the boat.
Yeah.
Advices from somebody like fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the boat. Stay focused, number one.
Yeah.
Stay focused. Be careful with the people you hang out with.
Important.
Very important.
They will make or break you.
You know, sometimes if it means you have to alienate yourself from your people in Klama, then do it.
Yeah.
Because you're here to to integrate, to learn, you know, learn the language, understand the culture. There's nothing wrong with that. It's cool.
Yeah.
Gonna make friends, but do not lose sight of the goal. You know, people have different goals. If you came here to study, then fucking study. Because you have a lot of people giving you advice. I mean, when I came, people were like, yeah, fuck school, just get a girl and get married and get papers. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I came here for, you know.
Yeah.
So you just need to keep your eye on the prize and stay focused and just keep moving. You'll be fine.
Perfect. That was very important because I think like most South African come in here, they don't have the right advice from people. Their age, cool people, because sometimes people talking to you are people in their 40s and 50s.
Yeah,
and
they can't relate. Yeah.
They can't relate to you, and they came here at a completely other time than you do.
Yeah.
So, this was important for me to let the people know how they can move to be successful here because it's different. For me, I came here, I was 12.
So right, okay.
It's different for me saying that than you saying that, you know?
Yeah.
So thank you, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys. This was fun.
Very cool to have you here.
Thanks for the invite, man.
Shut yourself out again. Where can the people find you, you know?
Genau, Instagram, The Oscar Effect. Dare, D-E-R, it's very confusing, but D-E-R, Oscar with C, and Effect with K. I know, it's confusing, but that's the name, The Oscar Effect. You can check out my songs as well, everywhere, every digital platform, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, you know, whatever you have. Under The Oscar Effect. YouTube as well, The Oscar Effect. And my brand 9to5 is no excuse as well. You can check it out on Instagram or on the website, www.9to5isnoexcuse.com. You can check out our dope hoodies. We have amazing hoodies.
I can tell
I need some of
them.
We have t-shirts. The
right one.
And we have workout gears as well. So if you're anyone out there having a full-time commitment but still hustling on the side, this is definitely a brand for you. So check us out.
Mindset.
Sheesh.
Sheesh. Blessings.
I like that. Huh?
I like this one because this one was very, you don't want to hear like this. It was a motivational podcast. I think you can push people to do more. You can people would like to interact with you, I guess.
I appreciate
you're
it.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
As a person. So we will put everything in the link below. You have some shout outs, bro?
Shout out to my brother Deterrence.
For sure.
Love you. 20, of course, in Duisburg, love you as well. My kid sister in Toronto, Canada. Appreciate you, of course. Much love to my parents, and getting out to my team and my support system and everyone who's ever listened to me, and I appreciate what I do. Much love.
Thank you, man.
Nice, man.
It was nice to have you there.
Yay.
Like this people, like you know, always know. You know, please like, subscribe,
share, comment, engage.
Come on, man. It was the SSL.
Hey.
Sponsored by Italian Steel. And now,
hold on.
Guy. Sitting home, I will not go to the gym. But if I'm outside, there's no way I don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
If I'm already outside, even if I'm tired, I work 14 hours, I don't care. I will go to the gym.
Yeah.
So, and if I'm home and want to go to the gym, have to go early.
Yeah.
Because